The World This Week, Politics.
An incursion by Ukrainian troops deep into Russian territory caught the Kremlin by surprise. Ukraine's most senior commander claimed his forces controlled 1,000 square kilometres, that's 386 square miles, of Russia's Kursk region. More than 200,000 Russian civilians were evacuated, and a state of emergency was declared in a second Russian province, Belgorod, as the fighting spread there. Volodymyr Zelensky said the operation was justified as the region was a launching point for Russian attacks on his country. Vladimir Putin pledged to repel the Ukrainian advance. German media reported that an arrest warrant had been issued for a Ukrainian diving instructor who is suspected of carrying out the attack on the Nord Stream gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea 2 years ago. It remains unclear whether the Ukrainian intelligence services or armed forces had direct involvement in the explosions. Hamas refused to join a new round of peace negotiations. America has pressed for the continuation of indirect talks in the hope that a ceasefire in Gaza would diffuse tensions and reduce the risk of a wider war between Israel and Iran and its proxies, including Hezbollah in Lebanon. America has also bolstered its forces in the region. Mohammad Javad Zarif resigned as vice president for the strategy in Iran, a sign of the deep divisions within the government of Masoud Pezeshkian, the new president. Mr. Zarif's resignation followed the appointment of a cabinet that includes several conservatives and only one woman. Mali and its Sahelian neighbour, Niger, cut diplomatic ties with Ukraine in response to reports that it provided important battlefield intelligence to Malian rebels. The claims followed a deadly rebel attack in late July that reportedly killed dozens of Malian government troops as well as allied mercenaries from Russia's Wagner Group. The WHO declared the outbreak of Mpox, which has spread from Congo to neighbouring countries, to be a public health emergency of international concern. More than 15,600 Mpox cases and 537 deaths have been reported across Africa this year, though experts believe the true number is much higher. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador suggested that he would suspend talks with his Brazilian and Colombian counterparts aimed at pressing Venezuela to publish voting data in its disputed presidential election. Nicolás Maduro, Venezuela's autocratic leader, declared victory despite reams of evidence that he lost to the opposition. Mr. López Obrador now wants to wait for Venezuela's Supreme Court, which is controlled by Mr. Maduro, to rule on the matter. Fabiola Yáñez, a former First Lady of Argentina, gave testimony to prosecutors claiming that her former partner, Alberto Fernández, who was president from 2019 to 2023, abused her. During an inquiry into alleged corruption under Mr. Fernández, evidence was found of possible domestic abuse and a separate investigation was opened. Ms. Yáñez alleges that Mr. Fernández pressed her to have an abortion and regularly beat her. He denies the claims. The new interim government in Bangladesh said it was gravely concerned about attacks on Hindus and other religious minorities in the wake of Sheikh Hasina's surrender of power. Hindus are traditional supporters of Sheikh Hasina's Awami League, which they consider a secular party in the Muslim-majority country. Reports surfaced of a drone attack on Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims, possibly killing 200 people. Villagers were apparently fleeing fighting near Mongdor in Rakhine State and waiting to cross into Bangladesh when they were mown down. The Arakan Army, a rebel group fighting the ruling junta on behalf of the ethnic Rakhine minority, was reportedly to blame, though it has denied any involvement. Thailand was thrown into political turmoil as the Constitutional Court dismissed Setar Tuwisin as Prime Minister. In a 5-4 decision, the court found that Mr. Setar was disqualified from holding office because he had appointed a convicted lawyer as a cabinet minister. The lawyer had once represented Thaksin Shinawat, the de facto leader of Mr. Setar's Per Thai party. Mr. Thaksin is on trial, charged with criticising the royal family when he was in exile in 2015. Kishida Fumio announced that he would stand down as the leader of Japan's Liberal Democratic Party, and thus as Prime Minister. His 3 years in power have been blighted by a political corruption scandal, rising living costs and a weak yen. Politics cannot function without public trust, Mr. Kishida conceded at his press conference. He did not endorse any of the candidates who may join the race in September to become the LDP's new leader and Japan's prime minister. India's government withdrew a draft broadcasting bill that it had circulated to a small number of people in the industry amid concerns that it would obstruct free speech and unduly restrict entertainment and online content. The government is providing extra time for comments. That it is listening at all is seen as a sign of its weakened power following the recent election when it lost its parliamentary majority. Manoush Shafiq resigned as president of Columbia University, the third head of an Ivy League university to step down over their handling of the fallout from the war in Gaza. Protests have caused chaos on campuses across America. Elon Musk held a live-streamed interview with Donald Trump on X. Despite a delayed start, the event was listened to by over 1 million people, giving Mr. Trump a wide audience as he tries to reboot his campaign following Kamala Harris's entry into the presidential race. Mr. Trump was his usual erratic self, calling Ms. Harris a radical left lunatic 1 minute and describing her as a beautiful woman the next. Shortly before the Musk-Trump event, the European Union's Internal Markets Commissioner, Thierry Breton, wrote a non-approved letter to Mr. Musk, warning him that he had an obligation to mitigate the amplification of harmful content. Mr. Musk responded with an expletive-themed meme, suggesting Mr. Breton do something that is anatomically impossible. X's owner has also riled the British government, with his posts savaging its handling of recent riots. Meanwhile, Venezuela did actually ban X, accusing it of promoting pro-democracy protests.